Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night. We have got some real spicy guests, so this is I'm very excited about this one. But before we get to our guests, we've got some fucking sponsors to blow through.
Oh, shit.
We like to blow through sponsors on this pod. You can already hear one of our guests, Timmy McLaughlin, to my left. He's getting booed by our other guest, Marlena Podriguez. And she's getting wooed by herself. Our first sponsor today is La Crux. You've heard of La Croix, which is a sparkling water. The La Crux is a new chicken flavor. You know what? I like that more now. It's chicken flavored water. It sparkles.
It's not a broth, not to be mistaken with a broth.
It's no broth, and it's non-broth at the organization. It's so
not
gross.
Broth, but it'll make you froth.
That's their catchphrase, yeah. Apparently.
No, their catchphrase is broth before
hose.
No, that's it.
Also, we should announce we just lost one of our sponsors. Sony PlayStation backed out. Again, it was an organization that it's a Sony run thing where you call them and they place an Asian in your house for $300 and he has to be friends with you and stuff. Apparently that never existed, they're telling me, which
what?
I think is bullshit. What's
okay,
it mean?
They?
Then?
Very then racist term.
Not Asians.
Okay.
Sony.
What
who are Asians.
Who are Asians.
Wait, if that never existed, what did I spend all that money on?
Exactly. Apparently, they just send you some bullshit video game system, and it's like, I'm an adult. Yeah. I want an Asian in my house.
Yeah. We got to play Ticket
I had
to
one.
Ride.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk about that, and how's your ex doing?
That was foreshadowing.
Oh.
Well, Tim, what was your sponsor that you wanted to add in?
No, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Why not?
No one liked it.
All of Tim's sponsors, and it's not his fault, it's just the people who support him, apparently, are sexist or racist.
This one's not sexist or racist. It's called bitchparty.com. And it's if you're sick of having too many male dogs around, you go to bitchparty.com, and they bring only female dogs over.
What is the name for a male dog?
Cool guy.
Marlena, do you know?
This is the sound of my mouth dropping.
Why is there no term for male dog? I think that's sexist.
Yeah, it is sexist.
Also, why
there
is there no...
Is.
Welcome to America.
Thank you. I'm tired of heteronormative dog talk.
God, it's the worst, right?
God damn it. Also, I was thinking about this the other day. What's the female term for bastard? Is it just
bastard? Yeah.
Really?
It is bastard,
for some reason,
yeah.
I thought that you had to be a guy.
Because there's that movie, The Bastard of South Carolina.
And it's about a woman?
It's about a young girl.
Oh,
might be
woman.
North Carolina. I think it's South Carolina.
Well, those are, now that we're delving in, that leads us into our newest segment, Ask a Straight White Male Comic.
Oh,
with Tim. Marlena, do you have any questions that you want to ask our resident
Absolutely.
Straight white male?
What's a period?
Well, a period is what you use at the end of a sentence to figure out that sentence is now done.
Okay.
Now, a comma, if you were going to go that way,
that's
says,
when a woman
hey,
once a month.
Now, it says, hey, stop for a second.
Right.
I'm being a raging bitch and
yeah.
blood's coming out of my pussy.
Right.
And then you finish the sentence.
Cool.
My God.
Right?
Well.
Okay, I like that.
That's
I
been
feel,
our
I
segments.
Feel good about that. I also feel much better about saying, I've got my comma.
It is nicer.
I'm on my comma right now.
Yeah, I'm on my comma right now. I'm on that comma, dog.
Anyways, this has gone off the rails already. we're going to go ahead and introduce the guests for this week. Like I said, to my left is the wonderful Tim McLaughlin of Indiana comedy fame.
Yeah, dude, I'm their king.
One time, this is Tim's only credit. One time when he was drunk before he moved to Chicago, I asked him like about him moving here, and he was like, man, I just want to be the king of Chicago.
I was
and
already
I've never
the king
stopped
of
laughing about it.
It's overrated,
dude. Dude, I'm going to be the king. Everyone's moving.
Tim is going to be a finalist in the funniest person in Grand Rapids in a
oh,
couple
yeah.
weeks.
Whoa.
So those are his credits. That's where you know him from.
If I win, I get 1,500 bones.
Yeah.
Bones, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bones.
Not
because
dollars.
I kill people.
He's going around and competing with open micers. it'd be funny. We were talking about this before. So they all these towns have like contests for their locals to do like to see who wins.
We've all done them.
And then you get to like host shows or whatever if you win. But what if like Louis C.K. just started going around and trying to win?
Did you see the latest episode?
No.
He hosted an open mic.
Really?
It was hilarious.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Everyone watch it.
But like what if Louis or like any headlining, like John Doerr or somebody like that, or like Maria Bamford or Tig or somebody, started going around just trying to win these local open mic contests.
I don't think they do very well.
Because the crowds would bring their friends and shit.
Yeah,
because
like all the moms.
That's a good point.
They don't even know who those people are.
Yeah, but they're funnier already. That's the thing, is the reason I've made it now, not to get down on these
Did you
people,
just say you've made it?
Yeah,
made
he
it,
made it.
Made it this far in the, well, you didn't let me finish, and this far in the funniest person in Grand
Sorry,
Rapids contest.
I put a period where it wasn't supposed to go.
That's because you're on your comma, and you were being snippy.
Yeah. Quit being on that comma, girl. It's because a lot of the people sign up for these things for their very first time doing stand-up also.
That's true, yeah.
So when you get to, like, the next rounds, it gets a lot harder because people are funnier. I mean, I was still winning, but it says something about how good I fucking am.
That's right. In a matter of seconds, you've, like, completely discredited yourself.
From what? What was
you
I ever
what?
Credited
You're
for?
Right. You're and, right.
Well, that's what Tim's up to. Well, we'll get more in depth. This one, we don't have a ton of segs. We're just going to talk, babies.
We're just gonna be conversationalists.
Oh,
Marlena is on this episode. This is Marlena Podriguez, of course.
Oh, hello.
And Marlena's on one of our most popularly downloaded episodes by exes.
I love that. My exes, they consume.
Oh, yeah. I think mine, too.
Mine all live in Texas.
Because we talked on the last episode that you were on, you were single and not super happy about it at the time. And I was in a relation and I was trying to like pep talk you. I was like, hey, be single. It's fine. It's fun. And then I kind of got in trouble for it because it made me sound like I was like, hey, I wish I was single, which was not the case. Now I am single, but
are you happy?
Yeah. It's weird because it's that thing of like, I've told my friends. I was telling Jeff Tate about this the other day. Like, I feel totally good except for around the time you go to bed. That's like the only
time.
Yeah,
nighttime
like
is the worst for being single.
Right.
That's why you just smoke weed and watch TV.
And then also, yeah, or like just drink yourself to sleep and buy burritos all the time. I've been doing
right,
this thing.
Right, but also smoke weed
that's
and watch. It's a wonderful combination.
I've
Great
doing,
way to make time.
I've
pass
been in
as
a
well.
Real rut of sorts where, so I've drank like my dick off. So
yeah,
I can't even have sex with females anymore because I don't have a dick because I drank it off.
But you can have sex with males.
Yeah, because I just use like
that hole
stuff.
Where. Oh, I thought
no,
you were
just open up
that.
Your butt.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't
think
about that either. God, I was thinking about that hole where your dick used to be. You guys just fuck that.
Well, this is quite a
podcast.
That too. Welcome back to Girls
Night.
You know,
second choice. Honestly, but
I took a Rorschach test online yesterday and I failed it big time.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess the good thing about fucking the new vagina hole, my mom's definitely going to listen to this.
I hate this already.
I guess the good thing about fucking the new vagina hole, sorry,
right.
Renovated, newly renovated, is that you don't have to do shit because it's not full of poop.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, God. Well, Marlene.
This is me and Tim having a very serious conversation.
I believe. Listen.
So,
I,
wait. All right.
If anybody
so
gets it, I get it.
If it's not like it would create. If I blew my dick off,
it wouldn't like,
create a vagina.
There
That's
wouldn't
not
be
what it,
a hole there, bro.
There wouldn't be a hole. It would just be probably like a nub or something.
I mean, unless you saw a doctor.
It'd be like a Ken doll with balls.
Well, then I would just be a gaping wound. Is that what, like.
Would you leave your balls?
If you leave my balls, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
I thought you were about to sing the song that they sing in church.
What's that?
Which goes, If you take away the balls, you take away the king of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Have mercy on balls.
Welcome to church. Take me to church.
Take
I'll
me
worship
to
like
church.
A dog. Dogs don't worship. Anyways, they don't believe in Christ. That's why all dogs actually go to hell.
I'm training my neighbor's dog.
You are?
Yeah,
how's
my
that going?
Neighbor doesn't know.
What?
Is it a bad dog?
How are you
a little
training
bit.
It? It's, what are you doing?
It barks all the
you
time.
You just yell at it or something?
Well, that's I toss it treats dog. From my window.
When it's quiet or something?
When it's like making noise, I named it Jerry.
Wait, so if it's making noise, you toss the treats, so you're training it
no,
to
no,
be
no.
a bad dog.
If it's making noise,
yeah.
It makes noise, and I open my window like a weirdo and stick my head out, and I say, Jerry! And then he comes over, and then I tell him to sit, and then he does, and I throw him a treat.
Did you buy dog treats?
Hell yeah, they were $10.
Holy Jesus.
I feel like that dog already knows to sit then. I don't think you're training it. I think you're just giving it treats.
Does it
training him to be my best friend.
Oh, I see.
Does it shut the fuck up though after you give it treats?
Oh, he's been quieter because he used to cry.
Yes, right.
Oh, so now he's got a friend next door. My dog used to do the same thing when I go to school. He'd sit outside and howl for 2 hours.
Oh, God.
I hate that.
It sucks. But we went on a walk the other day.
Ooh, wait.
Are you stealing?
Is
this
dog unleashed? Like one of
it's in
Byron
the
Allen's comics?
It's in like the yard. Well, the owner so showed stupid. Up when I was playing with him,
uh-huh.
and then I was like, can I take him for a walk? And he was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's my friend. Then he was like, his name's Wolfgang. And I was like, no, it's Jerry.
His name's Wolfgate?
It's like Wolf something.
Wolfgang Puck is your neighbor?
It could be like Wolf Chuck.
I kind of like that.
But
I don't
think Jerry's
like that.
Far more fitting.
Jerry makes more sense.
We can post a picture for the listeners.
Of course. Text me a pic. I'll post on Instagram with the episode. We should. It doesn't matter. Well, let's get back to. So we were talking about. You asked me if I was happy being single. And then you talked about smoking and watching TV. My thing is, I've just been drinking like crazy at shows. Because I just go to shows like every night. Oh, Connor's bringing in coffee.
Thank you,
partner.
I'll take some.
You said you didn't want any.
You're a good
God
little fuckwit,
damn it.
Connor.
Tim's calling people fuckwit now. We'll talk about it later. I've just been drinking a ton, and then I've found the thing that makes me happy now is I'll put a burrito in my pocket. So, like, at Kohl's last Wednesday,
What kind of burrito?
So, last week at Kohl's, I've been doing this all around the country.
Makes Tom look like he has a fucking huge hog.
Well, not in, like, my pants pocket. That would be insane.
Oh.
I always have, like, a jacket on because it's chilly out or whatever. I started doing this in Portland a couple weeks ago. I've been doing a lot of shit. We'll talk about it. We're going to get into all of it. But I was in Portland a couple weeks ago. They've got the food trucks. And I was going to a show, and I was like, I'm too hungry, but I don't have time to eat, and I don't want to eat a whole burrito. So I ate a little bit of the burrito, put it in my pocket, and then throughout the night, while I'm drunkenly stumbling from bar to bar, I just nibble on the burrito a little bit. But then...
I mean, you're going to get food poisoning eventually,
well,
but...
here's the thing. I forgot I had a burrito in my pocket.
No!
And then I slept at somebody's house. I just like slept on a couch. And then I fucking woke up the next day and I was like, burrito pocket! And I was like sleeping on top of the burrito.
That's like, tight.
And then I kind of nibbled a little bit and I was like, I shouldn't have done this. I know. I was a piece of shit.
Self-respect.
I got none.
What are you, me?
I just, when I'm like hungover, I've got no. I've just been living like a garbage can because to me, and I was up until yesterday, I had like. A real big what do you call it, dick? I was growing out a beard for like a month and I can't do it. So it was all just like
neck beard
and people were making fun of me, but so I've just been
Tom thought
like
he was
real...
still hot though.
Hey, it was working out. People were complimenting me also. I don't know if that's true. I feel like a garbage can right now, body wise. Like I don't feel good. I got asked to do an underwear show on Friday and I turned it down.
Like a coward.
I also just don't think that that's... Why do
I'm going to go and ogle all the people.
It's to me, it's like, it's more self-respecting to me to not do it. Because to me, I would have just taken it so that I wouldn't get called a coward.
You're like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It's a gimmick, though. You know, it's like, why do I need to do this?
To do it.
I don't have to do it.
That's true. But also, Jennifer Love Hewitt won't show her breasts because she respects herself too much.
Hey, she's right. Anyways.
I think there's something fucked up with them.
Yeah.
And that's why, but she won't show
them. You said that like it's not valid.
It is valid.
Yeah, it is valid. She shouldn't have to. You don't have to show your breasts on. It doesn't matter. The point is.
I wasn't saying it that way. I was saying it to corroborate what Tom was saying.
No, you were saying it like, this bitch.
Yeah.
I mean,
you said
part
of
me.
Something wrong with her boobs.
And you called her a cunt at the end.
Oh, man.
The point is.
No, I didn't.
God damn it, Tim. The point is, that's like, yeah, that's been my mechanism of coping. But also, I forgot I had a burrito in my pocket, so now I can't. I feel like, you know how they have those shows where it's like, I was pregnant and I didn't even know it. I used to judge those people.
Now
I can't, because I had a burrito in my pocket for 20 hours, and it leaked all. I didn't know until it leaked on me.
That's just like
that's
that show.
Exactly.
It's,
like
exactly.
That show.
It's like the show.
Tom was eating it on the toilet.
I didn't know till I shit it out.
Well, I wasn't on the toilet. Oh, I see. yeah, but that's been fun. So I'd highly
recommend
it. I've
also been drinking a ton.
Oh, yeah?
Because I found out this news and then was like, what?
Yeah, I want to save that for a minute, but
sure.
we can jump into
it too. But no, we don't have to jump into it. I'll just say that like I found out this news and then was like, oh, everything I've ever worked for.
Can we just say it? Because, I mean.
If you want.
Yeah, because I don't want to, like. We can talk about it more in depth in a minute. But first, we'll go around the horn and see what people have been up to. But the big news. What's that?
It's just funny the way you were like, but first, we'll go around the horn.
I want to get to you first before we. Because Marlena's thing is going to take up a lot of it. Because it's big. It's a big deal.
Yeah, Marlena's got something good.
Marlena,
going on.
Do you want to say it or do you? I can say it. It doesn't matter. Marlena just found out she's going to be a writer for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's huge news.
Congratulations.
It's a huge deal.
Thank you.
I love that show. It's awesome, but it's also you're working with Tina Fey.
Wow.
And all these it's an incredible cast and an incredible group of writers. It's
a
huge opportunity.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
So you found that out.
So
you have to move to New York
then,
now.
Yeah, so I just got back from New York this morning.
Were you looking for apartments? Is that
yeah.
where you were there?
Okay. Yeah, I found an apartment.
What's she paying in rent?
No,
you don't have to say.
We're not doing that.
Is it high?
Oh shit!
Are you living with people or by yourself?
I'm living with two wonderful ladies who I met on Craigslist.
From Craigslist,
and they're just like so cool. And
what part of New York are you living in?
Like in Brooklyn, South Greenpoint.
Okay,
can't be too specific. A lot of my exes listen to this podcast.
Oh right, of course.
A lot of my exes
they do. That's
live
what
in
this
Texas.
Podcast so. Is. My thing is, if we all date enough people, we'll have a lot of listeners.
You're right.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're
right. I don't
right.
think any of my exes listen to this.
That's
if they
definitely
do,
not
I,
true.
I like them, so it's fine. Tim, what you been up to, man?
Well,
No, I skipped over you though because you said you've been drinking because of that.
Oh, right.
So you found that out. You got back from New York today.
Yeah. So I've just been drinking so hard
because you're drinking in a different. Yours is like celebration drinking.
Yeah,
right?
But like
because you're leaving Chicago,
shouldn't celebrate for like 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's just been like I'll get to a bar and I'll be like, I should probably only have. No drinks, and then like three drinks later, because I'm like, whatever.
hey, money is no option because you're making how much money on this?
We're not doing it. Well, to be exact,
that, I knew we could talk about that because even at lunch, you were like, I asked you a question. I was like, can I ask you something? And you were like, as long as it's not the money thing. And I was like, it's not the money. I was like, I would never think to ask you that. And then now it's hilarious.
Well, the two things that
you.
People ask are, how'd you get that? Which is like, I just feel like I get why people ask, but I feel like there's got to be like a better. I wish there was a better way to like frame it.
Well, that's a segment we do on this podcast because it's a ridiculous question to ask people. So let's do it. No, we'll like I said,
we'll get into the horn.
I want to go around the horn first.
In what way did you go about obtaining that job?
That's how you get that.
Yeah. It's just a nicer way to frame
it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing is, like, there really isn't a better way to the, word the thing it, is, and no one's being malicious hard. By
people,
asking it.
People ask that about everything, though. Like, even with, like, limestone or, like, featuring at clubs, I get messages all the time. They're like, how'd you get that? When I got my first JFL audition, people asked me that. And that's when I started making fun of it because it's such a ridiculous... Because it at least it feels like they're saying, how did you get that? You know what I mean? Like, it's like a
right,
shitty
like
thing. But they might not mean it that
aren't
way. They're really just
like
trying
that,
to find...
Yeah.
Because comedy is a weird thing. There's no textbooks, really,
right,
to figure out how to do things.
Trying to figure out kind of the equation.
And you're trying to figure out what you got to do to... what do I got to do to be that guy? So it's... What? Did you just get a big old piece of lettuce?
Yeah, just jamming it in her fucking dumb face.
You're the only person who's ever eaten while on the podcast, and you've done it twice.
So how'd you
but
get
now
that,
that you're a fucking
show with your professionalism?
I'm so sorry. I
now that you're a fucking prima donna,
my flight was
canceled
last night. I was up until 6 a.m. Got on the new flight.
First class though.
We're not talking about it.
You just said that.
Yeah, you did actually say. Oh, did you?
No,
did you
I said it off the podcast.
Shit.
That's sweet though. First class could happen because you have a lot of miles. You could just say you had a lot of miles.
Yeah,
you got bumped
yeah
up.
A lot of miles.
Hey, us normies can ride first class if we suck the right dicks.
Yeah.
If we beg to the right people.
If I suck Mr. Virgin's dick.
Just open that butt.
Yeah. Open up your new dick hole.
And then whatever. I got back to my apartment this morning and just like went to sleep. And
yeah.
Then.
And then you went to.
So if I didn't eat, I'd be like a real comma right now.
I get it.
Which doesn't make sense.
Right, no, that doesn't add up.
Even our context.
It was so close, but nope. Yeah, so you've been drinking your D off, and
yeah, and it caught up to me this weekend. This weekend, yeah. I like was starting to feel real sick.
Yeah, so. To me, it links into my depression. Like where if I
don't get depressed, but if I drink a bunch of days in a row,
you got to think it's a depressant.
Well,
so.
Yeah,
I get real sad.
I can get away with it if I'm working out a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm
yeah
working out a lot, it's like fine.
Yes. Same, because you're sweating a lot of it out. Is the
yeah,
that's
but I
a
think it's like
the
all
reason
the endorphins and like all right the other stuff that's happening
that's
just
true
balances it out.
For me, because I was going through that, I was just in Dayton, Ohio this weekend, and I was eating with the guy who was headlining treats his body like a fucking garbage can, and he would acknowledge that. Like, he only eats pizza and fried chicken for every meal, and then just drinks until he passes out.
Partying with him is fun.
Yeah, because he's big on, like, I'm going to get everything for everybody and all that shit. Like, it's good time. It was a good time. But I felt like shit at the end of it because I was like, I haven't worked out in, like, a day or two. I had to drive so much that I was like, I'm just drinking until 4 every morning.
And driving will kick it to you, too.
Yeah, because you're sitting all day and you're just, like, you're not moving around. And I just, like,
it's
I got
weird
back
how
just
exhausted you get driving.
Yeah, it is weird. I don't know what it is. It's because you're focusing.
It's just
not
yeah
mental,
yeah.
But I got into Chicago and I went straight to the gym. Like, I didn't even come home because I was just like, I feel like shit. Like, it fucks with your head. So, yeah, even if you're celebrating for 3 weeks in a row, by the end of it, you're like, fuck. Like, it's exhausting.
Well, there was a time, like, a week ago where I crashed really hard and everything. Because it's a lot of change and I'm going to move and it's kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hadn't been working out or anything. And I meditate. So I hadn't been meditating either. And so, shut up.
I didn't say anything. I think meditation's nice.
Your eyes were judging. And so, yeah, so that combined with drinking too much, I just, like, hit a hard wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sucked. So you taking some time off of it? Or are you probably still going to hit it?
Only because I'm sick.
I gotcha. Yeah.
You sick, girl? You come over to this house?
No, I'm not. I'm on the cusp.
Yeah. I should ask you off the podcast, but is there an open mic tonight? Are you doing osmium? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Marlena runs a hot show. That's her other big credit. Is she runs an open mic at a coffee shop on Tuesdays?
Hell yeah!
How'd you get that?
Yeah, how'd you get that? Who books that? Who books booking that? I like saying, yeah. That's I don't want to go too much into the deets of the podcast, but we ask people who books that all the time.
That's so funny.
So you had a going away party on Saturday.
Oh. so fun.
Which Tom and I both had to miss.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Marlena fell on the couch.
Marlena broke our
food. The couch broke.
I'm going to pause this real quick. Just broke the food. So we were talking before you so rudely fucked up our whole house, like you possibly could. We have a bed in our living room now. We have a fourth roommate.
I didn't think your apartment could get worse.
It's we have four people living in an apartment that should hold two.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you had your party on Saturday.
It was
or Friday.
So great.
It was super fun. Me and Tim had to miss it for bullshit.
I lost a bottle of Jameson. Like, I was drinking it, and then the next thing I knew, it was gone.
Oh, my God. Wait, you lost it legitimately, or you finished it?
No, I was, like, almost done with it.
Oh, okay. Were you just sipping from a bottle of Jameson?
It was a smaller one.
Oh, I see.
Oh, like a pint.
And then it went away. Oh, but man. I got two bottles of whiskey. Oh,
yeah. As a present?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what were the HLs? What were the highlights of this party?
Ooh, highlights.
I heard it got real crazy. You don't have to go into the
details. We're not talking about that. I wish we could because it's so juicy. Okay, anyways.
That's why he...
fun!
Sorry, that was inside.
Once again, the sound of my mouth.
Oh, man. That's getting edited out.
There's no point to leave it in. We'll leave it in.
Oh, but. I'll say highlight was the food. We bought, like, hundreds of pizza rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And we're passing them around, like, hors d'oeuvre style.
Oh, I love that.
And then we made, like, we got, like, a bunch of, like, oh, what... I don't know what they're called. Whatever. Frozen fries.
French fries?
Yeah, but it was...
God damn it. Marlena.
Whatever. I was trying to be more descriptive. So we got a bunch of fries, and then we got a bunch of cheese, and we just, like, made cheese fries and then passed those out hors d'oeuvre style. And everyone was like, we're all drunk and high. And
I just missed comic party. So
it was so fun. And it was, like, it was a good group of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many people were there?
Connor,
how many people were at that party on Friday, you think? 40's a good number.
Yeah,
that's
but there was number. A lot of, like, people showing up and people leaving. There was
so
a second wave
70?
At, like, midnight. Yeah, probably, like, 2,000.
Nice. Wow.
That's a good amount of people because any more than that, and it kind of gets over-the-top crowded to where it's...
Yeah,
like,
no,
boring.
It never got over-the-top crowded.
I
and we had
that.
Two floors.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
that's
was great.
Nice.
Damn it, that's so fun.
It was really fun.
Well, that's awesome.
A bunch of improvisers were there and a bunch of stand-ups. It was really fun.
Did any stand-ups... Now, you don't have to give any names. You can just say yes or no.
Party did separate, though.
It did?
Yeah.
Did anyone get too mean for the improvising people?
No,
because
but
the
some stand-up... people got too mean...
Yeah, well, I understand that, but I understand...
What's that look on your face?
Mad.
Well, I just didn't know if some of the stand-ups were...
Yeah.
Oh, because you didn't like that question?
No.
We asked the tough questions on here.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
This is Gotcha Podcasting.
I just didn't know if the comics were being real mean, because most improvisers that I've met are, like, nice people.
Well, it wasn't like... Hey, this person, this is this person, an improviser.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I didn't know if it was like, you know, well, I guess I wasn't there. Never mind. It's just stuff I do where I immediately start making fun of people to their face.
Well, I'm really happy you weren't there, Tim.
People, it's endearing when I do it.
Somehow it is. he's not wrong somehow. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good send-off party. I'm so bummed I had to miss it, but it sounds like it was a good time.
Yeah, I'm bummed I missed it, too.
Anyways, Timbo, what have you been up to? What you been doing, Tim?
Well, I did, instead of going to Marlena's party, I accepted a show in Indianapolis at a art gallery place at the Indie,
uh-huh,
Artist Colony.
Okay.
It was super fun. I had a great show. Audience was great. The chick who ran, the manager of the place, told me that she would fuck me. But she was in a committed relationship or whatever, and she's like, don't listen to me. I go, I can't. I'm deaf. I can't hear, so keep talking if you want. And she did, and it was weird. And I was like,
oh, shit.
I was like, that's cool and stuff, but I kind of said, I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
no,
a dirtbag, but I don't like, you know.
I'm not a fan of it. Yeah.
I don't like doing stuff where someone's in a relation.
Yeah.
And they're already getting trashed from some guy, and I don't want to trash them up.
You don't
want
to trash them up. You heard about Dick Tracy? That's what we call sex around here.
It's called penetration trash now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, to me, it's like I've been there. I've never cheated on anybody, but a girl was dating someone else, and but there was no trash.
Right. Right, but
I hate this wave. I love it, but I also hate it.
But like, so I was like, and she was good looking. I, you know, and I was like, which is tough for me because I
believe
can't.
I asked you what you look like, and you were like,
she's But look at me lately. I've been fucking gaining weight. I look like shit. Fucking wearing a Colts hat and a Colts shirt. It's fucking spring, bro. Spring training hasn't even started for football. Yeah.
You're
which
not the worst looking dude on the outside.
There you go.
Thank you. But on the inside.
It's the inside. What?
Oh, boy.
What?
That's so good.
At the Grand Rapids thing, this dude told me, he goes, one of my hot friends said, now that guy's not very good looking, but he's so funny, I probably would have fucked him. And I was like, that's what I'm going for. I've been killing it lately with people being attracted to me.
That's true. We don't have to get in the deets, but somebody
welcome.
I've been having just people, you know, being attracted to me, which is weird.
It is weird
because that doesn't happen often. So
people putting the pressure on you.
Yeah, but I haven't really done anything with anybody, so that's
positive. Yeah. Well, that's good. Keep it clean.
I know. I'm trying to stay.
I stay celibate.
Same, dude. I was trying to stay celibate, not for Christ, more for like my body, and I respect myself, like Jennifer Love Hewitt. But
yeah, it's.
I do what I want.
Marlena does what she wants.
You've been trashing it up, Marlena.
No, you've been trashing it up.
Oh hell yeah!
That's fun.
Ooh yeah.
Are you in a relish? Is that what you'd call?
Are you in a retration? I didn't work.
Nope.
It worked in my brain. I couldn't say it out of my mouth.
Retrationship.
I'm not in a relationship. But my eyes are squinting.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting.
I'm in a thing.
You're in a thing.
You just got a thing going on?
I love a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Because things...
I love a good thing.
I love a good thing. Things are underrated.
But it's like the best thing.
Yeah, there's low pressure.
Because when it's a thing, there's no pressure, like really.
Well, it started very, very recently.
And you're moving.
And I'm moving.
So that's good.
So we're kind of going balls to the walls with it.
Oh, he's going that deep, huh?
Literally, he's putting his balls on the wall and you take
his balls are all over my walls.
Oh, God. Ugh.
That's how spacious it is.
Oh, get you some. Yeah?
Your apartment, you mean?
Yep.
My new apartment's super spacious.
Oh, man.
It's super spacious.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
That's such a weird thing to do to start a thing right before you leave. I always go I've gone the opposite because I've been in two situations where I figure out that I'm leaving. Yeah, I know it's we got some heavy set people who live above us and they stomp around.
I think
all
they're called
day.
Children.
No,
I
that's
think
not
what
it.
I think what happened. This is a kid.
Anyways, yeah. Whenever I'm about to move, I like cut off all time. Like. I'm like, I don't want either of us to get hurt. I feel like it's going to... twice I've had to do that, and both times it sucks.
No, it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's like...
But you're also...
Kind of perfect.
It's like someone who would be cool with it, I feel like.
Like,
it's kind of like equal opportunity.
I don't know if that's a given. I
really?
Think he easily could have been like... Because we're reaching the point where it's like, oh, shit, we have...
But
four more days.
Four more days. Wasn't he in a situation like this before, though? And it's like, What if he just keeps dating people who
to
leave? That's the only thing he's attracted to.
Oh man,
he's attracted to finality.
I don't know.
All right, good answer.
This is, I don't know, this is kind of real talk.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm okay with real talk.
No, this is, I feel like me and you have real talk, so then on the pod we do it.
I'm very okay with real talk.
Most of the time we do bits on this motherfucker, but.
But me and you, we real talk.
We real talk. Because I'm real.
Here are the important facts.
Yeah.
I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Here's the problem with you really liking this guy. So I bring you on the podcast and Tim on the podcast to try to set you guys up.
Yeah.
We talked about this last time.
I
I told Tim you were down, and now you've got this.
Well, here's the thing.
Do you wonder why I've been so silent for the last fucking 3 minutes?
Well, Tom, here's the thing.
My heart's been
breaking. I didn't want to say anything, but the guy...
Is Tim?
Is Tim.
Oh, my God.
That's why I acted like my heart was breaking. We're trashing it up.
We is trashing. And let me tell you, not that deep. I say deeper, harder, and he's like, I'm doing the best I can.
That's
she said, give me 12 inches and make it hurt.
God,
so I fucked her twice and hit
her in the
head with a brick.
He likes... All right, so that's an Andrew Dice Clay.
What the fuck are you?
That's an Andrew Dice Clay joke.
Okay.
We should start talking more about his act. And breaking down these jokes. Because it's like, did that really happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
did he have sex with a woman who... Did this woman say, first of all, did she say, I want you to give me 12 inches and make it hurt? Because is that what women want?
Also,
I mean, I watched that movie with Mel Gibson in it.
Right.
And I don't remember that part.
They never thought that once.
No, I wish this guy would give me 12 inches and hit me in the head with a brick.
Yeah, well, the other thing is she said, give me 12 inches and make it hurt.
Yeah, why does she want it to hurt?
Well, the other thing is, most guys with 12-inch cocks, isn't that going to hurt already? You don't need to, like, make
it. Yeah, what's he got to do to make it hurt? Is he putting barbed wire on his goddamn dick?
Yeah, that would hurt, yeah.
I'm glad we thought about
this. But he's got a 6-inch penis because he had to fuck her 2 times.
Yeah, right.
And it can't be fat because it didn't hurt at all, so he had to hit her in the head with a brick.
6 inches is pretty okay.
That's above average, according to the recent studies.
According to you measuring your dick all the time.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. According to tomspenis.com, that's far beyond average.
On a scale of 1 to 10 for dicks, I measured pretty cool.
I was just talking. Let's not go into this. Anyways.
By the time this comes out.
Yeah.
I'll have left, right?
Probably. Because I've got Jeff Tate's episode.
He'll probably listen to this. It'll be a new ex listening to this.
Yeah, there you go.
That's perfect.
I haven't put one out in a month because I'm an asshole who's been traveling around doing dumb shit. I suck. I'm very sorry to listeners. We have like 3 or 4 in the can. So I'll be able to put them all out in a row and I won't hold on to them too long. Anyways, so Tim, you've been staying celibate. You've been
staying celibate.
You've been doing shows. You've been Ubering. You've been
Ubering.
Traveling a lot.
Traveling a lot. On St. Patrick's Day,
yes.
In my Uber, this woman, I was driving these really drunk chicks around.
Uh huh.
And she was like, "Why does your voice sound like that?" And I was like, "What?" She goes, "Are you from Alabama?" And I was like, "No." She goes, "Tennessee?" I was like, "No, I'm from Indianapolis." She goes, "Well, you sound like a hillbilly."
I was hoping that would end with like, "Because you're the only 10 I see." And yeah. She's hitting on you.
Oh,
a really
man, that
would have
been cool. And I was like, "All right." And she goes, "Why don't you be funnier?" And I go, "You know what? This ride could end at any time."
Someone said it, you know?
That is true. Was that a comedy booker?
Yeah, it was Ruth Ann.
Oh, okay.
Of crackers.
Oh, there's my water. Let's see what else we wanted. I want to see if there's anything we wanted to talk about before we jump into it. You know what? Let's just jump into into your show, because this is big news.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll be interesting to hear the process. So, first of all, let's set the scene here. You tour with Second City.
Yes.
And you are a stand-up comic, obviously.
Yes.
And you have you had written a pilot that was just sitting in your portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote a pilot. I finished
and you have a manager.
It
You're
in
with
January.
3 Arts, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is I'm setting the scene.
Sure.
So walk me through the when did this become a possibility to you?
It's so weird to talk about this stuff. So I'm just saying that.
Hey,
so
cover
that
up anything
it's
you
a
don't,
yeah. I'm saying that to buffer.
Yes.
I've been submitting like packets and stuff. What you do when you kind of have a manager is you submit a lot of packets and stuff. And I had been doing that for a while. And then I finished my pilot in January to submit to Broad City. And then a few weeks ago, my manager let me know that she had sent it over to Unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
And then And then she let me know that I was going to have a call with the showrunner.
Yes.
And so basically like an interview.
Yes.
And I did that. And so that was with Tina Fey and Robert Carlock, which was really insane.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
How do you talk?
You're on the phone with
like,
Tina
I'd
Fey.
Be like, uh-huh, yeah. Do you want to keep talking? I'll listen to you guys. What are you... That would be so hard
you
for
gotta
me.
You got to just be real chill about it.
Yeah. Well, they want you on the phone. Clearly, they're interested.
I'd done a benefit with her last year.
Right.
Through Second City. So I had worked with her, and she remembered me a little bit, which I don't think hurt.
That's pretty cool.
And then, so I had that call and then I waited like a week and then I found out and.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's always insane. Cool when someone like that famous that meets a million bajillion people remembers who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you texted me and you were like, I'm moving to New York.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, you were one of the first people I told.
Yeah, very honored to have that.
Connor was asleep. Connor's shaking his head.
And it's crazy because it means that you're going to go from making however much money you're making now to how much are you getting paid?
Yeah.
It's an internship.
Oh, I see.
Whoa.
So.
You're a PA.
Yeah.
So when you go, you're. Because I'm like,
doing the social media.
I think a lot of people are. There's no social media that even needs to be
I'm
done.
I'm writing the social media for the show.
That's so funny.
It's like, one. It's just one tweet.
It's
hey,
just
check
one tweet.
Out all of the episodes.
It's all out now.
Now I feel bad for the person who does the social media.
Is there somebody who does it?
Yeah, there always is.
There's a way to. Here's the way to get a job like that. Just pretend you are that job because that's what I'm doing with my cat from hell.
There you go.
I'm just, if you, hey, do the job you want to have, I guess. Is that what it is? Is that a saying? Just walk into the building and start doing it until they tell you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
That's so how I became be warehouse manager.
Not my president.
Oh, God. Well, that's a fucking dream come true, right?
Yeah, it really is.
We've said this before, so. Or we were talking about this at lunch, and it's like, so what's your goal now? Like, what's the next thing?
I don't have one.
It's crazy, right?
Like, I was, after working with her last year and seeing the way that she operates, which is like, she's super down to earth, and she wasn't, like, very precious with her writing in a good way. Like, when people say that, they mean, like, you're not, like, nervous about what you're writing, and it's kind of important because then you can just like be free to create.
I heard Louis. I went and re-listened to Louis on Mark Maron's podcast from 2010, and he talks about how he didn't want a writer's room, and he didn't want all the shit. He just wanted to write it all himself.
Yeah,
because then he wouldn't be like poring over lines like, oh, is this the right line or should we replace it? It's just, this is the script.
Yep.
Fuck it. We got to move on. And that way you don't waste a bunch of money or time with shit like that. So that's, I think that the most successful people are probably people who aren't precious about their writing.
Exactly. And so kind of after watching her work, I was obviously just so impressed and inspired, and my goal was to work for her, and I that was my goal for the next 5 or so years, but I didn't really think it was like possible necessarily.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, but by having that goal, I'll like set myself up to like think about the right things and things
and
other
then
cool
you
things
just
will happen
got the jo- like the
and
one
then
of the
I,
best jobs
I,
out
I
there
got
right
the
now.
Goal so.
Yeah. So, yeah, because you're one of the first people that I've known who has had, like, it makes it all seem real when somebody gets something.
Right.
Like, last year, we had friends who got Montreal, and then it's like, oh, that's a possibility. Somebody could just get that. But you get Montreal so that you can get jobs like this, basically.
This is the craziest thing is moving from Indianapolis, meeting you, right? In Indianapolis, none of that stuff is possible.
Yeah, because there's just no good
comedians. There's no way. Not one single one of them is any fucking good. That's why I had to move, because they're all fucking awful. I'm sitting around. I'm like, you guys fucking suck my dick, because you think I'm God here?
well, look, I'm going to move to fucking Chicago where people get real things, you know? And they were like, no, don't go. We love you. And I was like, you need this.
this is a reality check, that's Indianapolis.
But there's like, there's absolute, like, when you do stand-up or whatever in Indianapolis, it's just that. You're just doing stand-up at VFW halls and hopefully maybe a theater in a small town in Indiana.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else that you, besides headlining on the road, there's nothing else really that you look forward to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That you can really grab onto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So well, to come here and see all that stuff happen is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in California with Second City, I hung out with my friend who I started doing stand-up with. Mm-hmm. In Connecticut, and it was just like we kind of couldn't like believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, that it's progressed so far.
Yeah, that we like started in the same place and now we're here.
You started from the bottom
and now we're here.
Now we're here. We're queer.
Yeah,
get used to it. You're writing on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I'm super queer. Binary.
That's insane. So you're moving to New York in May. In like a week, right?
In like a week and a half.
Yeah, that's insane.
It really is.
Yeah. So how scared are you right now? Do you feel the pressure? Do you feel
I'm
the nerves?
Okay.
Are you just happy?
I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of in a neutral place now.
Okay.
Like where I'm just like, now it's like, okay, everything's just got to play out.
Right.
And I just want to not die.
That's such an interesting.
Literally,
I've heard people say that
not
before.
Die.
Yeah, don't die. Don't ride. Don't like move from your house. Just don't leave.
Yeah, like
become agoraphobic.
I just don't want to die.
Give yourself sponge baths so you don't even have to walk in the shower. You could slip in the shower. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's true.
I've slipped in that shower all the time.
Oh Jesus.
Well, this is fucking incredible. So, do you know what your duty on the show is going to be? I said duty.
I'm going to poop.
Because you're not rolling in and writing full scripts immediately.
No, so I'll be in the writer's room. And then, I have no clue. I know that I'll be contributing story-wise and
yes.
joke-wise. And then I'll probably kind of be shadowing people writing their episodes and stuff.
Yeah.
And then eventually... You know, if I don't get fired, I'll write an episode.
Cool.
That's amazing.
But that just means that you, like, write the story, kind of.
Right.
You don't, like, write all the jokes. You write
some
jokes.
And then it gets all punched up.
And then everyone, punches up. And,
yeah.
And then, like, the cool part of it is that then writers will cover set.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, we'll go to set, and then we'll just, like, help with jokes and stuff. If they're like, no, we need something else here.
Right.
That's probably good. That's probably a good reason they hire a bunch of improv people, because you guys are real good on your feet, with jokes and stuff on the fly. Now
good
me,
insight.
we know about me. I'm great on my feet.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Tim said that once at Merkel's, which is an open mic in Chicago. And at the end of the show, if you make it to the finals, because it's a dumb contest, they have you answer questions on your feet. And Tim was like, oh, that's where I'd shine. I'm the best on my feet.
I floundered unbelievably.
Are you serious? That's not like a hard thing to do.
But he went up and they asked him like... They asked him, like, the tagline for Philadelphia or something like that.
Said, where the blacks get it done.
The blacks are getting it done.
God,
it didn't make
Tim!
Any sense. So stupid.
Damn, I don't like what you're doing to Connor.
Connor, I want to have you tell the story about blown up, but at the same time, I feel like we should save it. We're doing another one tomorrow with Sally, I think, so maybe we can get you on for that one. Let's go and start wrapping this bad boy up.
Let's do it.
Marlena, thanks for coming on and telling us about that stuff. That's so cool. So happy for you.
Thank you.
Sad you're going to be gone, but we'll get to see you soon.
I'm proud of you, Marlena. I know we've only known each other for about 9 months, but I'm proud of you.
But,
and I hope you do the best ever.
Just a couple last questions. One, could you put in a word for me over there? And two, no, I'm just kidding.
What?
You know, just tell Tina. I said, tell Tina about me or something.
I already gave her a list of people.
Tell Titus Burgess I said hi.
When you get hired, they ask for a list of people that you feel obligated to help out. and I put in about 49 people.
Oh, is that right?
Including my dead grandparents.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you don't believe Hawaii is a state?
Not wait, my president.
She only put in for 49 people. That's one of them wasn't Hawaiian.
Oh.
You put in for one from every state.
Oh, I understand.
Well, it was
now.
48 Asians and one.
Well, that was nice.
I'm partially Asian, so. Also, how much money are you making? Anyways, what do we want to end up? Well, I think that people are going to be very curious to
figure out
gonna,
how much money you're
gonna,
making.
No. They're going to be like, oh, my God, that's so cool that this person got the job, and I love that show. I want to know what kind of material that person is doing. So we're going to play a clip of your stand-up real quick.
Oh, good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're going to play a clip of it.
Was an old lady lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, her uterus fell out. Mary, quite contrary. Trim that pussy, it's so damn hairy. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her old dog a bone. She bent over. Rover took over. She got a bone of her own. I don't know. Yeah, good old Mother Goose. Remember her? I fucked her.
Thank you, Connor. So that was that's your bit. That's Marlena's. That's Marlena's act. And apparently, if you write shit like that, you can become a TV writer.
Which
I guess.
Is weird because at the end, she's just like, I don't know. Like, you just gave up confident. On the bit, Marlena. Yeah. Why'd you give up?
Hey, Tim, why are you questioning her?
I wonder why I don't have a fucking writing job when I'm out talking about how the blacks
I don't
are
have a writing
done.
Job.
Oh, my God. All right, I think that that's going to do it. We'll go ahead and end.
Wait!
This. What's up?
We didn't do how's our exes.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's
we
your,
have to do all right, that.
We'll close up with how's your ex doing. You want to? We'll end with you.
Okay.
So, Tim, how's your ex doing?
Pretty good. She just got done with her internship at a hospital in Michigan.
Yeah.
And so now she's a certified child specialist or whatever.
Nice. Good.
So are you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, because I'm a little kid, baby. I'm a little fucklet.
No, I was saying you're a pedophile.
I am. Right. That's what I'm saying. I fuck kids. I call them fucklets. Yeah, I was chatting her. I congratulated her on that because
nice.
I saw it on the internet.
Sounds like you guys are doing good.
Oh, my other ex
she
had
want
a
you back?
What?
Did she want you back yet?
No. Ah, but my other ex had a real ugly baby.
Nice.
Yeah, real ugly. Happens. Did I ever tell you this, Marlena? So my ex, we dated for about 3 years, and like a year after we were done dating, she got engaged to a guy. Like, she immediately started dating a guy right after me, cheating on me.
Good for her.
And then she got engaged a year after, just like a year after that. And my buddy calls me at 3 a.m, and he goes, are you awake? And I was like, no, it's 3 on a Wednesday. And he goes, dude, Sarah's engaged, man. Just thought I'd let you know. And then he hung up.
That sounds like a good friend.
Yeah, that's one of my best friends.
I found out my ex was in a relationship like 2 weeks after we... the one that
the most
I was
recent one?
To.
Oh.
No, this is an old story.
Right.
But, it's a few years old. So we broke up. 2 weeks later, she's in a relationship.
Oh, man.
With Trish.
With Trish, I assume. But
an engagement.
2 weeks later, in a relationship on Facebook, and I was
on
about to do
Facebook?
A set. That means they had been, you know, that's why I think she cheated on me, because it's still so fast. But so I'm at my home club in Bloomington, and right before I go on stage, the owner is like, so you see Cassie's in a thing again. And I was like, I was so mad, and I went outside and I called my mom, and I was just crying on the phone. And then I went and did a set, and it was one of the best sets of my life. At that time, it was the best set of my life, but it was
that's
just
pretty
so,
great
because you're just because I talked about it, and I was just like,
yeah,
it's the best feeling.
Yeah,
it's dangerous
very cathartic.
Though. It's dangerous though because then you're like, oh man, I operate the best when I'm. Very upset.
Yeah, but you think that.
Yeah.
Not right. Everyone would think. Well, I feel like
no,
would,
that's what I mean.
I feel like
think
I would be like, that was a cool one-time thing. Let's see what I got out of that.
Well, I rode that for a little while, and then, now I'm a broken person. Anyways, how's your ex doing, Marlena?
Super ripped.
Oh, yeah?
He's so ripped.
Whoa. Is he?
Yeah. He's very ripped.
Really? Has he been working out?
Yeah, and he's like tan. He looks great.
CrossFit.
Yeah, he looks Very good.
A lot of the exes.
Did you want to do this so that you could say that so he'd listen and be like, "Ah, oh, that's nice."
No.
Oh, I see.
We don't.
Aren't a lot of your exes like naturally tan?
Mm-hmm. I like brown people.
Yeah.
The but ex before. Like you're come on. Brownish. You're like yellow brown.
Yeah, like a gross Asian.
Then the ex before him just talked to you the other day. He has a beard now. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You still, into that?
He's doing pretty
still
good.
Drives the Benz.
You into
See,
beards?
I prefer how's your ex doing when it hurts the person I'm talking to.
The person you're talking about?
No, too. Like I would ask like Jeff Sheen if he comes on. I'm going to be like, how's your ex doing? He'll be like, oh, man. Like, it's not fun for me if it's just like this.
The thing is, like, I make a point of being friends with almost another ex
called
me the other day.
Yes.
Said really awesome, you're moving to New York. Do you want to live with me and my girlfriend?
Oh wow.
And I said, no.
That's healthy.
So
trying to get a threesome working in that apartment.
I love his girlfriend though. I think they should get married.
There you go.
Oh good.
All right. Well, I think that's how is your ex doing.
Yeah. Oh, and then the one other ex.
Stories about your ex.
One other ex. No, this is good.
Okay.
Still has a diamond on his chest.
Wait, what?
He has a dumb diamond tattoo on his chest.
Oh, a tattoo. I thought you meant like he got one like.
No. Yeah. He has this dumb,
I don't even know that word.
Stupid. Is he a part of Rockefeller Records?
No. Oh. He's white and his hair is. Hairsprays his hair.
Uh-huh.
He's so retarded. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that word.
That word.
Tarted. Sorry. Tarted.
You can say it to me, Marlena. I like every word.
JK.
Sorry,
right,
I didn't mean
guys,
to say retarded.
We're going to end off this episode like we end every episode by saying, keep it crispy. So, on the count of three. One, two, three. Retarded. Ooh,
keep
retarded.
It. Oh.
Marlena said that. Marlena. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the podcast. Oh, is there anywhere?
Love you.
Are you doing any sets? Like,
yeah, but I feel like this will come out too late.
It's probably going to come out in like a week.
I'm doing CYSK on Wednesday the 29th.
Yeah.
We'll try. I'll try to put it out by then, but we'll see. Kay. Tim, you got anything coming up?
I'm doing a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
you
can say some of them?
I don't have my thing. The 30th, I'm doing stand-up.
Yeah.
I've got I'm going to be in the finals of the Funniest Person in Grand Rapids contest on the 29th.
There you go. Come to that.
Got a bunch of stuff in May. Oh, yeah. May 21st and 22nd, I'm featuring for Eddie Ift at the Laugh Factory.
There you go. Ooh. All right. I will be in Dallas. I can't remember the name of the venue, with Nikki Glaser the first weekend of May. Then at Austin at some point, Parlor Car in Chicago next week. I don't know if this will be out in time. I guess check my Twitter or whatever.
Follow me on Twitter.
At Tommy Brady on there.
Marlena Rodriguez.
Marlena Rodriguez. On,
that's not it, but okay.
And follow Mayor of Dumbfuck for Tim. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good girls' night. Bye.